Phoenix Audio presents Await Your Reply by Dan Shaun. Read by Kirby Hayborn. Part 1. I myself, from the very beginning, seemed to myself like someone's dream or delirium, or a reflection in someone else's mirror, without flesh, without meaning, without a name. Already I knew the list of crimes that I was destined to commit. Anna Akhmatova, Northern Elegies. Chapter 1. We are on our way to the hospital, Ryan's father says. Listen to me, son. You are not going to bleed to death. Ryan is still aware enough that his father's words come in through the edges, like sunlight on the borders of a window shade. His eyes are shut tight and his body is shaking, and he is trying to hold up his left arm to keep it elevated. We are on our way to the hospital, his father says, and Ryan's teeth are chattering. He clenches and unclenches them, and a series of wavering colored lights, greens, indigos, play along the surface of his closed eyelids. On the seat beside him, in between him and his father, Ryan's severed hand is resting on a bed of ice in an 8-quart styrofoam cooler. The hand weighs less than a pound. The nails are trimmed, and there are calluses on the tips of the fingers from guitar playing. The skin is now bluish in color. This is about 3 a.m. on a Thursday morning in May in rural Michigan. Ryan doesn't have any idea how far away the hospital might be, but he repeats with his father, "We're on the way to the hospital, we're on the way to the hospital." And he wants to believe so badly that it's true, that it's not...